So let's start with observing our breath for a couple of minutes, letting the mind settle down. So begin by thinking about the Buddha's qualities and emphasize the various kinds of wisdom the Buddha has, the way his compassion operates. Imagine how it feels to be a Buddha with that kind of compassion and fortitude and confidence in sentient beings. And just ponder for a moment some of the qualities of a fully awakened one, including the true cessations, the nirvana on his mind. And think that those qualities appear in the form of Vajrasattva above your head. So Vajrasattva sits on a open white lotus flower and a flat moon disc. That symbolizes his renunciation of cyclic existence and his bodhicitta. And this whole visualization is made of light, nothing tangible in it. So Vajrasattva's body is made of white light. Decorated by the jewels that represent the various perfections. And he's wearing celestial silks. This hands, right hand holding a vajra, left hand holding a bell, and they're crossed in front of him. Unifying bliss and wisdom, unifying wisdom and method. And then inside his body, at his heart chakra, it's a flat moon disc, at the center of which is the seed syllable HUM, the essence of Vajrasattva's omniscient mind. And then starting in front and going clockwise are the letters, the 100 syllables of the Vajrasattva mantra. Vajrasattva is facing the same direction as you, as if he's an extension of yourself, being the extension of your own wisdom and compassion. So with a sense of confidence in Vajrasattva's ability to guide you to full awakening, and a sense of the perils of remaining in cyclic existence, and also with a sense of compassion for all living beings in cyclic existence and the aspiration to free them from that state, then we will take refuge and generate bodhicitta together, reciting the verse 3 times. I take refuge in the 3 jewels. I will liberate all sentient beings and lead them to enlightenment. Thus, I perfectly generate the mind dedicated to attaining enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. I take refuge in the 3 jewels. I will liberate all sentient beings and lead them to enlightenment. Thus, I perfectly generate the mind dedicated to attaining enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. I take refuge in the 3 jewels. I will liberate all sentient beings and lead them to enlightenment. Thus, I perfectly generate the mind dedicated to attaining enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. So now spend some time reviewing, thinking about the physical, verbal, and mental actions that you've done in this life that plant the seeds for future suffering in your mind. And think about the ones that you could have done in previous lives, the seeds of which are still on your mental continuum and haven't ripened yet. And generate a sense of regret for having done those, because in harming others, we have also harmed ourselves. And we now want to be free from the suffering results that such destructive actions will bring. So contemplate specific things and also general categories that you would like to purify and generate a sincere sense of regret for having engaged in them. And so with a sincere sense of regret, then we'll make the request of Vajrasattva to help us purify. So we'll do this together. O Bhagavan Vajrasattva, please clear away all negative karma and obscurations of myself and all living beings, and purify all degenerated and broken commitments. So Vajrasattva responds to our request, and from the hum at his heart, light radiates in all directions, and it invokes the blessings and inspiration of all the Buddhas in all directions, who accept our request and send white rays of light and nectar, which is the essence of their excellent qualities of body, speech, and mind. And that light and nectar from all the Buddhas in the 10 directions absorb into the hum at Vajrasattva's heart and into the mantra syllables that stand around it. And then the light and nectar flow from the hum and the mantra letters and completely fill Vajrasattva's body. They radiate outside and they radiate down. And so the rays of white light and the nectar stream continuously from the hum and the mantra syllables at his heart. And after filling his body, they descend into our body and completely fill our entire nervous system, every cell of our body, with infinite bliss. So the bliss counteracts the negativity. So the bliss is the nature of wisdom. And so feel yourself being purified by this blissful light and nectar. And you can also think of all sentient beings around you that have a Vajrasattva on their crowns and are similarly being filled, their body and mind being filled by the blissful white light and nectar flowing from the hum and mantra syllables of the at the heart of the Vajrasattva that's on top of their crown. So do the visualization for a little while so that you get familiar with it and get the feeling from it. And really let yourself feel purified by this. And then, while you continue doing the visualization, let's add the mantra to that. Sometimes you may emphasize more the recitation of the mantra. Sometimes you may emphasize more the visualization. But we'll see if we can have both of them going at the same time. So we'll do the mantra aloud 3 times, and then to ourselves. Om Vajrasava Samaya Manapalaya Vajrasavadana Patita Didamebawa Sutakaya Mebawa Supakaya Mebawa Anuratu Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Mambaryatsa Sarva Kama Sutami Sitam Shriyankara Hung Ha Ha Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tathagata Vajramami Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahum Be Om Vajrasava Samaya Manapalaya Vajrasavati Nopatita Dita Mebawa Sitakaya Mebawa Supakaya Mebawa Anuratu Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Mambaryasa Sarva Kama Sasame Sitan Shirangara Hung Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tathagata Vajramami Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasava Samaya Manapalaya Vajrasava Dhanapatita Didamebawa Sutakaya Mebawa Supakaya Mebawa Anarata Mebawa Sarasiri Mempayasa Saragama Sutame Sita Shankara Hung Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Saratatakata Vajramamayota Vajrabawa Ma Same Sattva Ahom Payam Om Vajrasava Samaya Manapalaya Vajrasava Dhanapatita Didamevava Sutakaya Mevava Supakaya Mevava Anarata Mevava Sarasiddhi Mampriyata Sarakama Sutame Sitam Shankara Hung Ha Ha Ho Bhagavan Saratata Gata Vajra Mamimutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahum Pe So now make a very strong determination in your mind to avoid those destructive actions again, both the ones you know you've done in this life, the ones you could have done in previous lives, the ones that you absolutely do not want to do again at all. Formulate in your mind a very strong determination, a very strong aspiration to avoid those. Then we address Vajrasattva. Through ignorance and delusion, I have broken and degenerated my commitments. O spiritual master, be my protector and refuge. Lord, holder of the Vajra, endowed with great compassion, in you, the foremost of beings, I take refuge. And then we express our determination. I shall do my best not to do these destructive actions again in the future. And so really feel that in your heart that you mean that. And then Vajrasattva is very pleased and responds to us, my spiritual child of the essence, all your negativities, obscurations, and degenerated vows have now been completely purified. Feel that all that negativity, from the big things to just the slightest tinge, that all of that is completely gone. And then Vajrasattva melts into light, and that light descends through the crown of your head and abides at your heart. And think that your body, speech, and mind become non-dual and inseparable from Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. So just feel your body is like crystal clear and your mind very tranquil and wise and compassionate. And let's rejoice that we did this practice, rejoice at the purification, rejoice at the merit we created. And then with a wish to share the results of the merit we created as individuals and as a group, then we'll dedicate it. Due to this merit, may we soon attain the awakened state of Vajrasattva, that we may be able to liberate all sentient beings from their suffering. May the precious Bodhi mind, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore.